Blog Talk Radio.
So one of these nights, and about 12 o'clock, this old world's going to demand rock. Saints, they all tremble and cry for pain, for the Lord's going to come in his heaven airplane.
Grace. Hi, can everybody hear me? Kathy, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yes, I can.
Finally. I'm sorry, everybody. I seem to have had some microphone problems. Here, I want to welcome you on Unseen Realm tonight. This is Kathy and I. We are doing tonight, Jen is taking a minute at the beach. So, Kathy, I'm just going to ask that we can breathe in for six, hold for six, breathe out for six. No, wait, breathe in for six, hold for three, breathe out for six, and hold for three, okay? Because I'm a little bit, you know, all over the place. So here we go. Okay, we ask tonight that this show be surrounded by white light, and we ask our guides, our departed loved ones, and all those that are of the brightest and whitest light to participate in this show. Amen. So, okay, we'd like to welcome you tonight. Again, this is Kathy. Kathy is my cousin, and we work in mediumship between us back and forth. We do readings for each other, and I decided tonight to ask her to come on. Jen is at the shore, and I wanted to just have Kathy give an overview about how she got started, kind of what her experiences are, and kind of go back and forth with them experiences. So, Kathy, how long have you been able to, how did you start on your journey?
Okay, well, hello, everybody. And I started about 4 years ago. My mother passed away in 2013, and it was a few months later that I saw someone. I thought I saw someone that I went to high school with in a parking lot. I was coming out of a store with my grandson, and I thought I saw someone from high school, and that was many, many, many years ago. And so I took my grandson home, you know, and he went put him in for his nap, and my brother called, who happens to have a service station in that area. And I said to him, do you know if Andy lives in this area? Because I think I saw him in the parking lot at the store, and I haven't seen him since high school. He said, well, no, I was just calling to tell you that he died yesterday. So that
was
my first episode. And, I've had quite a few.
How did you react to that? How did you react to that news?
I was shocked. I was.
Yeah.
And I knew always since I was a child, I knew I had something, you know. I would always have the same dream over and over again, and it was of mountains and valleys and deer. Then I wondered why I kept having that same dream. And I always had intuition about people. My very first episode was when I was in my 20s. And my sister, Marianne, had gone on a vacation she went to Ohio, and we didn't have cell phones or anything. This was in the 70s, and I had called my mother, you know, on the landline and said, Mom, I just woke up, and I just had a dream that something happened to Marianne. She's been in a car accident. And she said, oh, well, you know, I'm sure she's okay. Well, then we got a call about an hour later. She was in a car accident.
Was she all right?
So she was okay, but, you know, I just, it woke me up that startling thing. I have feel like I have connections with everyone, with people's feelings, how they're feeling, you know, and I've always had that. Like, I can sense if my siblings are sick, even the ones that live in Florida, and I live in New Jersey, and I have a strong intuition. And Grace, because I called her one day, we bought a house in the Poconos, my husband and I, so that to me goes back to the hills and valleys or whatever I dreamt of. But I was there and I had a very uneasy feeling this one weekend, and my mother was gone. You know, she had died in April, and I think this was the following January. And so I got in touch with Grace on Facebook. My mom had always said that Grace was a psychic. So I said, Grace, what is this in our family? I feel like something's about to happen, but I don't know what it is. And she said, you know, you have that psychic ability too, and you can either leave it raw or develop it. And anyway, this was on a weekend. The following Monday or Tuesday, my brother-in-law, former brother-in-law, died. And he, you know, is the father of my nieces. And, you know, so I felt like I was getting tuned into that somehow. And go ahead.
We have this huge Italian family. I mean, a huge Italian family. Kathy has, what do you have, 6 or 7 brothers and sisters?
I'm from a family of 8. Yeah.
Yeah, there's 8.
And we had 11,
yeah.
11 at the table every night because Grandmom lived with us.
Right. So. And she's my, her mother is my father's sister. So there were 8 kids. There was actually 11 kids. 3 passed away, and there was 8. So we would go over to Kathy's house on the weekend. And you're talking a big Italian family. So my family had 6 kids. I think Natalie's family had 7 kids. Jim's family had 3 kids. Angie's family had 4 kids. And we would kind of go there. Anytime you went to Kathy's house on the weekend, there could be anywhere from, what, like 1 person to 50 people at your house.
Right. And my mother.
I know.
Yeah, my mom and grandmom would just cook the whole time. They loved it.
Right. there's a lot of spaghetti. Grandma made her own spaghetti, cheesecake, coffee, whatever you wanted. And we would play outside. Grandmom had this huge backyard. Well, they had it. I thought your backyard was huge. I didn't realize Grandmom had commandeered the back of the both houses to make her garden.
Mm-hmm.
She put in
tomato plants. She had a garden. She grew all our vegetables.
Yeah,
and
she was
86, I think, when she passed.
Yeah, but from
she
the
would
time I
have a heart attack. She had many heart attacks, remember? And she would come home from the hospital, and our mother would say, now you watch Grandmom. She's not allowed to do anything. Well, she would come down the stairs all dressed and say, I'm going out to my garden, and you don't tell your mother. She was very strong-willed.
Well, she's only 4'11". She's not that tall. And,
I know. But we listen.
I mean, and I think I passed her by the time I was in 6th grade. I was taller than she was by the time I was in the 6th grade. You had a big tree, and you had Mary Ann, your sister, had a bunch of rabbits and a bunch of animals. I've never seen so many animals in my life. We had
a duck, remember? The duck?
Yeah, you had the duck, and you had, let me see, at night we would sit and we'd play hide-and-go-seek or we'd play tag or whatever, and we'd come in all hot and sweaty. It was the summertime, and parents would tuck us in and take us home. But there was always, you saw the lights on, you could smell the coffee, you could hear the silverware clinking, the anise or whatever else, and you smell spaghetti sauce, and that was Aunt Ann's house. I mean, that's where we ended up. And Grandmom, now Kathy knew Grandmom before she passed away. Because I was one of the many, I didn't know her that well. We had her for one weekend, and she was making homemade spaghetti on the kitchen table. My brother and I were trying to pull off the pasta that was hanging over the side. We only had her like 3 days. That's, you know. So I got to know Grandmom after she passed away. In Robert Egby. Robert Egby lives in New Jersey, and he does these psychic development classes. And they were like, at the time, they were $45 for 6 weeks. And I had seen, and I've known, I've told this story before, but I went to see Robert He was at Paris Study in Glen Mills, and he was doing readings. So I sit down in front of Robert, and then he's able to tell me about Madame Mira Sue, who is my husband's grandmother in Pau, France, that has passed away. And he gets the name. He doesn't even just get the, you know, sometimes you'll get, you know, you say first names as immediate. No, Robert got the entire name.
Oh my goodness.
He said, Robert said that my husband really, he traveled like 3 weeks out of the month, and the kids were really little. They were 4 and 1. So I had them by myself while he was traveling. And she said that when I got sick, Madame Mira Sue would come to the house, and she would kind of watch the kids. And I remember kind of having a fever one day and watching my kids bring out all their toys to one place on the rug, and they were talking to somebody, and I have no idea who they were talking to. So it was probably her. So I started taking psychic development classes with Robert, and he was very, very good. I mean, he was great. Well, Grandmom showed up in about 2 or 3 of them to send me messages. She would come through with my father's grandmother Angel, and they would say, "Well, your grandmother Mary's here, and your husband's grandmother Angel's here, and they have messages for you." So pretty much, Grandma would show up after the fact, and she must have a lot of psychic power on the other side, because she made it at least to 3 out of the 6 classes.
How about that? And you said she's there a lot with me looking over.
Oh yeah, she's there. She's there a lot. And the thing runs, whatever this is, it kind of runs in the family, because my father has it too. I mean, when the first time I had sex, I kind of had to build a brick wall around that experience so he couldn't get into it. I was like, I mean, it was an Italian Catholic family, and I remember building that wall around that experience so he couldn't get through it, because I knew he had it. And that was the way I kind of kept him out of there. My father, he was extremely, you know, he'll even say it to me now. I mean, I remember him saying to me, "Drink raspberry tea; it's good for your kidneys." And I didn't know I had a kidney infection. So Dad still has it, even though he doesn't really talk about it. But he'll say things. You have to kind of listen when he says things, and it's not following the conversation, because usually it's directed towards you. Listen to him sometime when you go down to the casino.
Oh,
listen
I know.
To him. Yeah, he said things really to you
something.
Too, right?
He has. Yeah.
So, what other experiences have you had? I mean, how did this develop? I know we started with numerology. I remember doing your numerology for you, and I knew I've always
and
you,
you
worked know,
with me on the angels. You worked with me on angels and taught me about that. And I read several angel books, the Angels 101, Angel Therapy, and I have a numerology book, which I don't have in front of me right now, though, and the angel cards, and that's what I relate to, because I did grow up in a very Catholic family, I mean, and every May, the whole month of May, we had our Blessed Mother in our bedroom, and we crowned the Blessed Mother with fresh flowers every single day. And we were just raised that way. So that's what I seem to really connect with, is the angels.
Right.
And I wanted to tell you one thing about
Kathy's
the house.
Kathy's an incarnated angel. Kathy,
yeah.
I'm part star person and I'm part angel, but Kathy's an incarnated angel. So go ahead.
Oh. About the house. Sadly, that wonderful house, we ended up selling it. My mother passed in April, and it was sold in November. And right after my mom died, I'd say it was in May, and I had a dream that my father was in the cabinets in the kitchen taking out his medicine containers, his and my mother's. And I said, "Dad, what are you doing?" He said, "Dave's buying this house." Well, I thought he meant my brother Dave, and I thought he'd be moving home from Florida. But it turned out to be a couple by the name of Jen, and, you know, it was Jen and Dave. And they ended up buying the house, and Dave felt right at home, because when he went out to the concrete, it said Dave 1981, and that happened to be his year of birth. And David, my brother, was born in 70, and he just happened to, you know, put his name there in the cement. But it's a lovely couple. I hadn't heard anything from them after that November of 13, but I liked them so much I handed them my number on the way out of settlement.
Right.
And it was a year later. I was thinking about my mother, how much I missed her, and my phone rang. I didn't recognize the number, and I didn't pick up. Then I heard the message, and it was Jen. She said, "Nothing bad, but can you call me? I have a question about your mother." So here her son had been saying that he saw a woman in the house a lot, and he was talking to her, and she said, "Did your mother like this house hot?" And I said, "Oh, no, she would keep the temperature down and wear a sweater, not to spend the money, you know, and she wouldn't spend your money either." But she said they would go to bed at night, and somehow the thermostat went up to 80. So I said, "Oh, that would be my dad, you know, because he passed there, and he really wouldn't care about that."
So you said that they did see people in the house that looked like your family.
They did, and the swing outside would move, and they saw my mother a lot, you know.
Now, her mother is amazing. Her mother was – my Aunt Ann was absolutely amazing. I mean, you could drop in any time, and she'd always have time for you to talk to you and things like that. And she was she was amazing. I mean, can you talk a little about your mom?
Oh, she just was amazing, really. All that she did, she was great with us. We had the one bathroom and 8 children to get off to school. She would sit on the steps with a timer, giving us 15 minutes each, you know, to get in and out of there. And she just was always sweet, always happy. I don't think there was anyone that she didn't like. And she would just kind of take people under her wing.
Yes.
And make
them feel
good.
There was a lot of people living at your house. I've seen different people come in and out living at your house.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know.
Just
so,
like, you know, the neighbor's kid, if his parents weren't home, he had lunch at our house. And so we had 11 at the table plus our friends every night.
And that's kind of important in mediumship is that it's an open heart thing. When you're doing mediumship, you're actually doing a service for other people. You're focusing on service. And I think that's probably why mediumship comes to you so easily, because you have an open heart and you're able to focus on service and things like that.
Right. Okay.
So what other experiences? Did you have a difficult time being Catholic and moving into this work?
No.
Okay.
Being Catholic and moving into it?
Yes.
No, I didn't. Well, my mother, you know, she was always kind of a little scared of it. But when she was dying in the hospital, now, our hearts were always connected. We were so close. And I remember sitting there and holding her hand. And I said, "Mom," I was crying, "Mom," which is probably pretty selfish of me. But I was crying, "Mom, how am I going to do this? How am I going to go on without you?" And she looked at me and she said, "Go to church." That's what she said. So that's how I feel still connected to her. I go every Sunday. You know, I'll meet my brother there, or we'll go to church in the mountains. And that I just feel like church, I feel closer to her when I'm there.
Right, right. Yeah. My father meets my mother at church, too. She passed in 2008, and he goes every week to church to meet her, too. You know, so when you're doing mediumship, like, because Kathy has been working mediumship for a long time. So how do you do your connection when you connect to people?
Well, first I ground and protect. I ground, you know, picture my roots of my body or feet going into the ground. I call on Archangel Michael to protect me with the white light. I say some prayers, and I just kind of sit in peace and see what comes to me. But, you know, I'm not really that experienced with that. People seem to just show up for me. And I'm a lot of times caught off guard.
All right.
You know?
Okay, you mean people on the other side?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
You can
like
get...
recently,
like,
you... Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, recently I had somebody from my past. I had an ex-husband, and we were divorced, you know, and I remarried, and everything was great, and I hadn't seen him for years, and I didn't even know if he was still alive. And we've been in our house almost 40 years. And I said to my husband, since we're redoing the kitchen, can we get a light put under the, you know, kitchen sink, like up above the kitchen sink?
Right.
Because we were supposed to get one when we built the house. So he said, okay, I'll call Home Advisor. So I come home from being out with my son, and this guy is installing this light. And so we got to talking, and he was from Haddon Heights, I'm from Barrington. So it comes out that he is my ex-husband's son. But I said,
wow.
Well, how is your father? And he said, well, he died in 2012. And I said, oh, I'm sorry to say this, but that's probably a good thing because he had so many problems. And he said, I know what you mean. Well, this guy had no one, this kid. He was 28 years old.
Right.
He was raised by his grandparents who lived till they were 87, and his mother left him as a baby. And he just had a sister that lives in Japan. So I hugged him, and we talked, and it was really nice. And then when he left, I came in, and I said to my husband, I wonder who sent him to me. So then
right.
I Googled his grandparents' obituaries, and his grandmother had died that day in 2011. So I
right.
felt like that was somehow a contact. So.
Right. Well,
I don't want to take up your whole show telling my
story.
It's great.
That's fine. That's it. But sometimes they do that if they need help to go on the other side. Sometimes
okay.
they come and they'll you know come in because I had something happen a couple of weeks ago. I had somebody that I worked for a few years in the area of academia, and I looked him up because he was on my mind a lot. And I kept having dreams about him. I looked him up, and I realized that his wife passed away. She had had Alzheimer's disease for 7 years, and she passed. And then when I turned off the computer, she kind of popped up in my head. And she's like, I don't know what to do. And I was like, what do you mean? She goes, I don't know what to do. And apparently, if you are here on the earth longer than 30 days, you kind of have to wait until they show up to get you. I mean, you kind of have to have somebody pass you over. And because she was a lawyer in this lifetime, she didn't do any of this stuff. But there's
okay.
a couple of them that know I do. So I had to call in Archangel Azrael and Archangel Metatron to help take her over to the other side. I'm like, look, you know what? This is how you do it. You look up through the top of your head. I'm going to call in Archangel Azrael, Metatron, and Archangel Michael, and they're going to assist you and take you over to the other side. And so they did. And then she popped back up because she popped back up, and she was like, and then she was her lawyer self again. And I'm like, okay, so you went over, you got transformed, and you came back. So I thought that was great.
That is. Remember, you had me do that with my mom, Archangel Azrael, and they have not seen her in the house ever since that.
They were seeing her until you did Archangel Azrael. So if you're listening
yes.
out there and you're not sure, if you know, sometimes when I'm working on people, I will find people, how do I say this? When I'm doing body code on somebody and I'm rolling the magnet down their back, sometimes I will find spirits hiding at the bottom of the spine. And sometimes there are children that have been miscarried or aborted, or sometimes it's a coworker that's passed away and he doesn't want to go on the other side, and he's looking for a place to kind of hang out. And then in that case, you ask Archangel Azrael, Archangel Metatron, and Archangel Michael to please assist the person to go over the other side, because you don't want to be carrying that spirit around with you. And that's happened. I didn't believe that kind of stuff can happen, but I found it a few times, and it even happened to myself. My mom, when she passed, and everybody, I was like, she's not gone. I don't feel like she's gone. And my daughter-in-law said, you know what? It doesn't feel like she passed. I could feel like she's going to come around the corner. And even when I came back to France, I could still feel, she passed away of pancreatic cancer, and I was starting to get some of the symptoms. And I was like, wow. And I went to see somebody, and they said, your mom didn't go over to the other side. She kind of lodged into you. So we had to pass her over to the other side, and then she came right back. She wasn't going to miss a thing. But that happens, huh?
No, I didn't say anything.
Oh, no. So that happens. I mean, because you don't know that you're dead and you don't know, you know, everybody's having conversations around you and you can hear everybody and you're trying to talk to people and people don't talk back. So, you know, nothing really changes when you pass, but they come over and they get you and you go over and you get your light body. And then if you want to help people, you go to some kind of special spiritual counseling school to be able to help people without interfering with them, without interfering with their free will, because everything is free will.
So when people pass, isn't it that they are just at a higher vibration? They're still there, but they're at a higher vibration where we can't see them?
Well, actually, they're not at a higher vibration. We just can't see them. Like if you've had drug, if someone's had drug and alcohol problems in the and they have an addiction problems, it's just the same, but you don't have your body. You know, but what happens is the angels vibrate at a very high level. And to do mediumship, you kind of can't go that high. You have to come back down a bit. And when you're doing mediumship, like you read, because you read the book like I did, is that when you're doing mediumship, it's you have to kind of connect with the loved ones and ask them, you know, ask them permission to kind of talk to them, introduce yourself and say, hi, I am. And do you have any messages for this person? And so it's kind of the same. They have the same quirks that they did when they were alive. I mean, you know, but you might see them if somebody played golf all the time, you would see them with their golf clubs. If somebody played tennis all the time, you'd see them with your tennis clubs. If somebody, you know, they just kind of have the same things that things that they did, and that's how the medium would be able to tell them. But you don't want to get in the habit of, like, your angels kind of know what's best for you. God and the angels know what's best. Your loved ones can help you out a bit, but you're not supposed to follow their advice all the time because they don't know what your plan is for life. I mean, they don't know that. I mean, they can kind of warn you of things, but they, but you know, God has the plan. And the angels can help you out. They know your divine purpose.
Yes,
So, are you ready to take some callers? We can do this together.
Yes, I'll try with the mediumship. I'm really better with my angel cards, but I'll give it a try.
Okay, pull your
you.
Angel cards out. Pull your angel cards out.
I'm still in my internship here.
Pull them out and let's take a look. All right. 401, who's been waiting forever. Hi, area code 401.
Oh, hi. Good afternoon.
Hi. How can what's your name?
My name is Fernanda.
How do you spell that?
F-E-R-N-A-N-D-A.
F-E-R.
Okay.
F-E-R-N-A-N-Z-A?
D. D as in dog.
D-A.
Fernanda. Fernanda.
Hi, Fernanda. Hi, how are you? Hi, I noticed you were on even before the show started. So what can we do for you, Fernanda?
I would love a reading. I'll either cards based on the question, or if someone, if you can just tell me if anyone comes through.
Okay. Fernanda, can you give us a question?
Yeah. I am currently separated from my husband.
Right.
And he's in another relationship, but he's in a very toxic relationship, and he's actually ended up in the hospital past week. And actually, the question would be more for him. Do you see him getting some help, getting out of this relationship and getting some help physically, mentally, and everything?
What's his name?
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel?
What is his name?
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel. Okay. Let me see. Okay. Fernanda, is your grandmother alive?
Nope.
Your
both of my grandmothers.
Okay, because your mother's mother is on your. Are you right-handed or left-handed?
Right-handed.
Okay, so your mother's mother, I mean your grandmother, is on your left-hand side right now. Okay, I can sense she's on your left-hand side right now.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Kathy, do you want to pull cards for this while I'm trying to pick up something?
Yes.
Okay, hold on.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Give me the goosebumps just now.
Do you want me to tell you what I pulled?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Okay. The first card I pulled for you says Mother, and it's a message from Mother Mary.
Mm-hmm.
The answer to your question involves the topic of Mother. Mother Mary is with you, helping you with any emotional upsets with your own mother, such as grief, anger, or worry. She can aid your healing from long-standing patterns between the two of you. As you do so, you'll also be made well in other areas of life. For instance, healing mother issues improves your relationships with other women, especially powerful ones and those in authority. It helps you to be more open to receiving, since feminine energy is receptive. So reconciling mother issues can improve your self-love and self-esteem.
Okay.
It can also be a message about you as a mother or caregiver. Mother Mary wants you to help in this life area. She'll alleviate any guilt or stress that may be interfering with the joy of parenting. If you'd like to help children in general, ask Mother Mary for divine assignment.
I'm a
teacher. She has so much love. Okay. So Miracle is your next one. All right. So Miracle, and it's a picture of Jesus Christ. Christ is with you and is engendering a miracle for you and the situation you're asking about. He shines God's light upon you and your loved ones, keeping you all safe and protected. You've asked for a miracle, and one is with you.
Mm-hmm.
Let go of how you think it should appear, as it comes directly from God's infinite wisdom through Christ and into your life. Jesus is lending you his supreme belief in the Almighty's power in order to help you stay filled with trust and hope. He reminds you that with faith all things are possible, and that you, like everyone, deserve heaven's help, love, and attention. Okay. Okay, the next one is marriage. That's the third card I pulled for you. St. Catherine of Alexandria. Okay, let me tell you about that one. This is a message about your present or future marriage. You have a spiritual destiny with a spouse who's your soulmate. There's a heavenly purpose for you and this person to be together, and you are supposed to help one another grow and prosper. You recognize your soulmate by having the feeling that you've known each other forever. Synchronistic events bring you together, and there's a sense of destiny and fate in your relationship. This card means that a soulmate, marital partner, is currently in your life or soon will be appearing. If you want to manifest such a marriage, ask St. Catherine to help you attract and discern an appropriate partner. She can also help you with self-honesty, which will allow you to determine whether a relationship is truly healthy and if you are compatible with this person. Okay? So that was the three cards that I pulled for you.
Fernanda, your grandmother's here, and she's saying that she knows that you still love your first husband or your husband.
I love my husband.
But
I do.
What?
Yes, I do, very much so.
Yeah, she knows that you. She knows that you still love him, and that and she feels that love. I mean, she really feels that love, and she's got a lot of compassion. She has a lot of compassion for what's going on right now, and she wants you to have compassion for yourself. It seems to be that he is. Is there a chance that how long ago were you separated, you two?
7 months ago. We were married 16 years, and someone came into our lives,
someone came into your lives, and it was happened 7 months ago. Hun, can I have your month and day of birth?
Yep, 7/25.
Okay, 7/25. All right, so it's 14. It's 14. Last year was a 9 year, so 23. So it comes up to be a 23. Last year was a big change for you. And this year is family And this year is all about family. Okay. Now, what I'm going to say is was this a sexual relationship between the two of them?
It is. That's exactly what it is. She's actually...
Okay.
I don't want to say it, but she's really the town whore.
Okay. Okay, all right. Now, I can tell you, when it's a real sexual relationship, it only lasts for 2 years. There's something that happens within the... If it is basically on sex, it only lasts for 2 years. Because there's a kind of a chemical attraction between the two of them, and by time the 2 years is done, there's nothing built on that relationship. There's nothing built on that relationship.
Any feelings now, but you know, I know originally that's what it was about. She knew he was married, and she started. You know, she's the one who started with him.
Right. She's the one that started with him, but it's never really just one person.
Oh,
that
I understand.
Makes the marriage.
Of course.
Okay. So what your grandmother is asking you to do, or I don't know if it's your grandmother. I mean, she's like, you know, she's like, you need to take care of yourself. She said that she's very much encouraging you to take care of yourself. She wants you to go out. She said whatever happens, happens, but she wants you to go out and she wants you to start really taking care of yourself, because as long as you're attached to him, you have so much in him that you're not taking care of yourself, and there's nothing wrong with you. There is everything right with you, and you have to get up and look at yourself and say, I'm beautiful, I'm wonderful. What are the kind of things that you're interested in doing?
Like I said, I'm a teacher. I work with special needs children, and so
okay.
I'm very much of a caretaker.
All right, you work with special. Okay,
yeah.
Have you been able to cut your cords with your ex-husband? Do you guys have children together?
No.
Okay, have you been able to cut your cords with your ex-husband?
I seem to not be able to, because I know he's going, like I said, he was just in the hospital this week for heart issues. He has heart problems, and because of this woman told him to stop taking his heart medication because it affects his sexuality. And so because of that, he stopped taking his heart medication, he ended up in the hospital. And that's my biggest concern to him is right now is his health-wise.
Okay, well, she seems to be more on. Let me go get the Kathy, do you see anything for that? Can you give me a yes or no on that right now while I'm pulling Angel Answers?
Well, I agree with your advice that she needs to separate herself from that and take care of herself.
Yeah.
She has to start doing that because she has to look out for herself.
Right.
And,
your grandmother is saying live your life. And I know you don't want to move on, but she's saying also compromise. I don't know if this is going to, she's saying basically they're saying choose a new direction. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So, I know
your soulmate could still be out there.
Yeah. They said that there's a soulmate coming for you. And I know this is extremely painful. I feel for you going through this, but, I would say that he's kind of made his choice. And, do you have a chance to go see a therapist?
I do. I've gone to therapy.
Okay. And how is it working for you?
Okay. I mean, it's now I was a real mess at the beginning. You know, now I live my life. You know, I go to work. I do everything. My biggest concern about him, like I said, is I'm just afraid for him based on the relationship that he's in. It's even though I want him back, as much as I want him back and I love a reconciliation, right now I'm not even thinking of that. I'm thinking more of him as far as, like, what's going to happen to him, you know? That's the concern that I have.
They're saying there's really nothing that you can do about that, that he's kind of has to make his decision, and he has to decide whether he can if he's willing to let go of his heart medicine because it ruins his sexuality, that's got to tell you a lot right then and there. I mean, that's really got to tell you a lot. Is right then and there that she's not looking out for his highest good. And
no,
if he's intelligent and if he's smart, he's going to realize that she's not looking out for his highest good.
Right. That's what I was hoping you'd tell me, that will he realize this? You know, will he move on from at least that relationship just so he can take care of himself?
Yeah, he may move on for that relationship, but I wouldn't hold my breath to have him coming back to your relationship unless he says, hey, I made a huge mistake. I want to go to therapy. Okay? I mean, he'd have to say, I want to go to therapy. I want to make things better. Because if it comes back to you now, because you are a caretaker, it's going to be coming back, take care of me. You know, a woman, if you've listened to Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus, a woman will walk out from a guy and not have anybody there. I mean, for her, if it means chewing off her own leg to get out of the relationship, cancel, cancel, delete, delete, she will. A guy will usually leave a relationship if he has another woman next to him.
Mm-hmm.
If he has another woman, otherwise that, he's not going to move anywhere because he needs that woman in his life. And if a woman leaves him and she has nobody else, then he feels like, wow, she'd rather be with nobody than me. All right? So I would say that 7 months, if he were to come back within maybe a year or within the next 6 months and say, I've made a terrible mistake, you know, I want to work together at this, you know, there's conditions. You know, you can't stay in that area. You kind of have to move and all that stuff. Otherwise that, and I don't know about him right now. He's kind of on the seesaw. He really wants this woman, but he doesn't want to die either. I mean, so, you know, he's kind of on the seesaw about this. What she's saying, and your grandmother is, and I'm thinking it's your grandmother because she's out loud. I'm seeing a dark-haired woman here. I don't know if she's dark, but I'm seeing a dark-haired woman is, and she's sitting here, and she's not very big. She's got, like, kind of her hair's kind of poofy, and she's saying, tell her to take care of herself. I'm tired of seeing her drag around like it's the end of the world. You know, she's got so much to offer. This is his, and she's going, this is his problem, not hers. And she's a little bit graphic, like if he can't keep his you-know-what out of somebody else, then that's his problem, not hers. You know, I mean, this woman is crazy. She's pretty upset right now. She's like, my granddaughter, she's got a big heart. She doesn't need anybody like that. And we're just going to let the angels, because she's mad. you know, she doesn't deserve that. Look at all the work she does with the kids, blah, blah, blah. I mean, she's really pissed off. I'm sure she's probably walking behind him, smacking up the back of the head, going, you idiot.
I hope so.
Yeah.
So
I feel that your soulmate is still out there. And
yeah, I picked that card too.
Somebody that really goes with you and worships you and gives you the respect that you deserve.
That's it. That's respect. It's respect. It's somebody who appreciates for you for who you are. And as far as being a caregiver goes, hon, you have to receive too. Okay? There's something called codependency, and I am this. I mean, I can tell you this. I have a son with Asperger's syndrome. I have a daughter that has special, you know, has learning disabilities, and I am this. And it's kind of like you're kind of controlling people with being so nice, you know? And because you're like, well, it's like because you don't want people to go, so you're like really servient to them. No, it's got to be a give and take relationship. You have to stand up and demand that you're treated with respect. If you give, then somebody else has to give. If they don't give, then you go someplace else. You know,
you have to be able to receive. You have to be able to receive to be able to give.
Right.
You know, you have to be able to pamper yourself and take the help you need.
Right, right. This, you know, I understand 7 months is really raw and there's still some of this, why did he pick her and not me and blah, 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 blah. You know, it goes on in your head and it kind of is a blow to the ego. But sometimes the angels move us out of the way because there's something else better, you know?
But,
I mean,
you know, there's no 7 months. The first 2 months, and I didn't know about this woman, he kept still, even though he was out of the house, he kept telling me that he loved me, and he was with this woman until I actually found out, and I'm the one to file for divorce and so forth because I found that out. But the whole time he kept telling me, you know, I was still his love, even though he was with this woman. So it's like so confusing, so confusing.
Oh, it doesn't mean he doesn't. It doesn't still love you. It's sexual. The problem is there's seven chakras or more. So that chakra at the bottom, that seventh, you know, he loves you, heart caller. But that don't underestimate that bottom chakra. And another thing I do believe in is giving people second chances, because I did that kind of in my relationship. I was the one that did that in my relationship, and we had to go. And the thing was overpowering, was absolutely overpowering. People don't realize that we're like chemicals. Like, some of us are like Na, which is sodium. Other people can be like Cl, which is chloride. And all of a sudden, that chemical attraction is so strong. I don't think people realize that we're like molecules, and that sometimes the attraction is just so strong it bowls us over. I mean, you know, if it's a one-time thing, then I say, yeah, as long as there's a therapy and nothing else. If it's a consistent thing, then, yeah, then pack your bags. But everybody, as my husband says, everybody gets one chance to mess up.
Oh, I'm a truly believer of forgiveness, and I've told him. We just met last week, and I even told him, I said, I forgive you for everything you've done. I don't hold anything against you. And he knows that. But I just can't understand why he's in this relationship with someone that's so toxic. And I'm not just, it's just not me, his whole family. No one, even his parents say, this is not the son that I know. You know, no one understands what's going on with his head right now.
Because it's a past life thing. It's a past life thing. When it happened to me, it was a past life thing. It was like, you know, and it was such a toxic relationship. The woman said to me, it was so tragic. There's world myths written about it. I went, okay. So sometimes it's so strong, world myths. And I'm like, well, if I wasn't able to, you know, kind of like Romeo and Juliet type of thing. And I'm thinking, if I wasn't able to get over it that time, I'm not in any position to try to, you know. And I remember I just dropped, I pulled off anchor and moved as fast as I could. But, you know, and that's the kind of thing, is that if it's a karmic entanglement, it makes no sense. If it's a past life thing that they haven't, it makes no sense. And it, because they're dancing out something that's happened in a past life.
Okay. That would make
sense. And there's nothing that you can do about it. It has nothing to do with you. This could have been somebody that he had so many different, you know, when you walk into a room and you see that person and you think, oh, I've met you before. Well, imagine a north magnet comes into a room and there's a southern pole of a magnet. And they go, poof. It's kind of like that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think if you were even standing in the middle of them, you couldn't have stopped it.
But yeah, because the funny part is he met her at a club, a men's club, that she's the only woman that hangs out at this men's club. And she used to tell me beforehand that there was this woman that hangs out there that was she was no good. She was a town whore and this and that. And then he ended up with her, which makes no sense. And I'm like,
yeah,
maybe she was talking about herself.
Yeah. So I think that the thing of it is we've got some more callers, so I'm going to have to let you go.
Yep.
But
sure.
Take care of yourself, and you know,
thank
just
you.
Know that this is not you. There is somebody else out there for you. If he does decide to come back, it's going to be with a lot of therapy, and it's you not giving yourself away, you treating her with real respect, and you demanding you be treated with respect.
Yeah, and I just hope he gets help. That's my main concern, is he can get help, at least health-wise.
Yeah, either that or he's going to burn himself up like one of those moths going to the fire.
Yeah.
Okay?
Thank you. Thank you so
You're
much,
welcome.
You both. Have a
blessed
day. Right, many blessings to you both.
All right, thank you. Good night. Okay, here we go. We have area code 305. How can we help you? 305?
Yes, can
Are you
hear
here?
Me?
Yes, we
yes,
can
I
hear
am.
You. Okay, area code 305. How can we help you?
My name is Deanna, and hello
Deanna?
To you, Grace and Kathy. Yes.
Hello.
Hi, Deanna.
Something you said earlier caught my attention.
Okay.
You said something about a spirit not crossing over.
Yes.
And I was wondering if my mother's spirit has crossed over. She passed years ago, but it's been so very challenging. for
okay,
me.
Okay, how long
it's
ago?
Been August
Deanna, how long?
19,
how long? What was your name? What was your name?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
And she passed in 1999 on August
yes.
the 19th.
Okay. Oh. Okay. I mean, hold on. Kathy, can you pull some cards while I'm trying to connect?
Yes.
Thank you both.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Okay. I for some reason I thought I programmed the show for 90 minutes. We're still on though. Don't worry, we're still on. Okay, let me go. Okay. All right. Okay. Let me see.
You want
Deanna?
Me to start first?
No, because I think you're. I'm not sure if your mother's passed over because she keeps crying. Oh, my daughter, I left my daughter. You know, my beautiful daughter. So, Deanna, can you come with me right now? Can we connect hearts? And connect
yes,
to your
please.
Mother's heart, okay?
Yes.
And we're going to call Archangel Azrael. We're going to call Archangel Azrael to cover us with his egg white energy. All right, all of us. There she is. She's there. She's starting to relax a bit. She's breathing deeper. We're going to call in Archangel Michael to cover us all with his purple energy. You, me, your mom. Elizabeth. Hi, Elizabeth. I'm Grace. She said, pleasure to meet. Pleased to meet you, she said. We're going to cover all three of us with, and Kathy, I'm sorry, Kathy, I didn't mean, with Archangel Raphael's green energy.
Okay.
We're going to cover ourselves with Archangel Metatron's energy. And I ask you, Elizabeth, okay, I ask you to go up towards the light. You can help your daughter more if you go up to the light and transform and come back. And there she goes. And there she goes. There she goes. There she goes. And she's gone. Okay? She
Thank
will
you.
Be back soon. She will be back. How did you know that she hasn't passed?
You said that, and what you said after that made me think. I've also had a lot of dreams about her this week, a lot of
okay.
them, and in them she was very unable to get around. My mother was always very independent. She was the strength of the family, but the last part of her life, it was difficult. And these dreams have only come back now. It's been about 18 years. And my time on Earth the last 18 years has been hardship after hardship.
Okay. All right. She's cut the cord now. I think you have. Is there a male that has passed away around you? Kind of an older gentleman with salt and pepper hair.
Yeah. My dad passed away 10 years ago.
And that's the gentleman with salt and pepper hair.
Yeah, my father had, you know, salt and pepper hair and white hair. There was another man. He wasn't in my life, but he was part of my heart. And he passed away about 3 years ago.
And, okay, what's his name?
Raymond.
Raymond. All right. Let me see. Wait a minute. Hold on. Okay. And your name is... Deanna. Okay, so let me check. Okay, is this okay? I'm making a connection. I am Deanna. Okay, I'm in your energy now. All right. Is this the father energy? No. Is this Raymond? Yes. Okay. All right. I guess Raymond didn't really pass over. Okay. So we're going to ask again. We're going to ask Archangel Azrael. And we're going to ask Archangel Azrael to cover us all with his egg white energy. And Raymond said he's afraid of going over. You got to kind of push him. You know, he's afraid of going over. Okay. Egg white energy. We're going to ask Archangel Metatron to come in and cover us with his energy. Archangel Michael with his purple energy. And Archangel Raphael with healing energy. And we're going to ask that Raymond be escorted over. Okay. And he is. Okay, Deanna, what's your birth date?
November 8th.
November the 8th? All right, 11-8. Can I ask what year?
1949.
Okay. Okay, Kathy, can I run this these numbers while you tell her what you got?
Oh, sure. Okay. Deanna, for you, I first card I picked was Miracle.
Thank you.
Okay, and it said Christ is with you and is engendering a miracle for you. And the situation you're asking about, he shines God's light upon you and your loved ones, keeping you all safe and protected. You've asked for a miracle and one is with you. Let go of how you think it should appear, as it comes directly from God's infinite wisdom through Christ and into your life. The next one is stress management. And your angels, it's from your guardian angel. Your angels are working with you to reduce the impact of stress. Pay close attention to your divine guidance, such as thoughts or feelings about taking a rest, exercising, changing your routine, and avoiding conflict. You need to both reduce stress in your life and manage the way it's affecting you. To lessen this burden, you'll need to be assertive with people and say no to unwanted requests. Don't do anything out of guilt or obligation, and only engaging in activities that you can perform out of loving service. Avoid harsh environments, violent media, and negative relationships, and face any situations that are worrying you head on. It's better to make plans for dealing with problems rather than to deal with chronic worry by avoiding them. The next one is Steady Progress, and it's St. Teresa, the Little Flower. St. Teresa of Lisieux, the Little Flower.
Lisieux, right.
It's Lisieux, yeah. St. Teresa of Lisieux. Okay, go ahead.
And she's the Little Flower, okay.
So. And she's the one that I always had next to my mom, even though my mother didn't share that faith, and I still have her with me. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Okay, you've been making steady progress. And it's important for you to recognize that this progress, not perfection, is what's important. This is a message for you to appreciate how much you've already achieved and how many people you've helped along the way. Keep your focus away from any lapses that you think you've made. Guilt and regrets never helped anyone, so let them go today. You're asked also to forgive yourself for what you think you've done or not done. St. Teresa didn't live a life of spiritual perfection. She often fell asleep or was distracted during her prayers, for example, yet she insisted that it's the little way of steady progression that connects us with God in heaven. Okay?
Yeah. She died very
young. That's the three cards that I pulled.
Thank you so
also,
much, Kathy. She died very young. Thank you.
Yeah. Kathy, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you?
Yeah, I can hear you. All right. I'm going to say, Deanna, do you work with angels?
I think of angels often, and I've always believed in them.
Okay.
I know their
Deanna,
names, but...
Okay, they can't work with you unless you ask them, hon. So you're going to have to journal, you know, date, and you. I think you have a lot of psychic. You have a lot of psychic abilities. You're like a natural born. You could do automatic writing and you could do mediumship. You get a lot of hunches and things like that, and you don't always work on them. And your angels are saying it's time to change that up now. It's time to start going into service. You're a light worker. So what they want you to do is they want you to get a journal, and they want you to date it. You put your date on the day of the right, and you say, dear angels, and you ask them for help. You explain the experience to them, what's going on, and you ask them for help. And you will start getting information from them. The angels will start, you know. You also have to forgive yourself for a lot of things. You pick on yourself a lot, and you can't do that. You got to be, you have to trust, and you have to listen to the angelic guidance. Saint Teresa de Lisieux is the little flower. It is the little way. You are very, very spiritual, and you do have a spiritual entourage around you. You also have Padre Pio around you. I would make a big connection because Padre Pio is pretty good at unknotting things. So, yes, you will get spiritual help if you ask for it.
You know, it's funny that you said that because the picture that I carry with me is the Virgin, the Untier of Knots, the one that the Holy Father prays to.
Yes.
In Spanish, we call Desatadora de Nudos.
Okay.
And it's really a beautiful image, you know, taking all the knots apart and all the angels surrounding her like the miracle lady. And then
right.
down below, there's a couple, a man and a woman, very, very tiny, to the right of her feet walking. It's not an easy image to find, but that's the one. So you said Padre Pio. I didn't know that about him.
Yes, Padre Pio is the one to go to. Actually, John, we had a show on that last week. You can find it. We did Padre Pio last week, and he's amazing. I mean, I've known people that work with him, and all of a sudden their life totally changes. And he said he would do more after.
You know what his name means, right? It's like Pius.
Right, right. Well, I didn't know that. I mean, Pio is Pius, but yes, So he is, and actually he and St. Teresa de Lisieux come in often together in readings. He's very tall and she's very short, and they actually come in as a team. And he said he would be doing more after he passed away than when he was alive. Pope John Paul used to go to him, travel long distance to have him hear his confession. And where are you located?
Miami.
Miami. Well, there should be some Padre Pio.
How long.
Yeah, there should be some. Look up some Padre Pio places there and try to get into any of the chapels or anything like that. But I would definitely work with him, and I would do the journaling, do the automatic writing, ask the angels. Again, you work with angels, but they won't work with you unless you ask them.
Okay, Grace.
Okay.
I just wanted to tell you that there's another paragraph for St. Teresa.
I'm
it's
sorry.
Funny because
Go ahead.
Can you hear me, Grace?
Yeah, I can hear you.
It says, Teresa began having mystical experiences, which she wrote about only because her mother superior ordered her to do so in an autobiography called The Story of a Soul. So I just thought that was interesting because you're advising her to write, and St. Teresa was a writer too. So.
Yeah, you could probably write some very mystical text because apparently you do have mystical experiences, don't you?
I have hunches, but it's usually right at the moment it's about to happen, not sooner than that.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, you asked me for the birth date. What did you get? I know that the number that follows it is 6, which is a very spiritual number.
Yes,
what
spiritual,
did you get?
Yeah. Actually, it was 6. I got now that you're in a 9-1, in a 2-year, so that means things are coming to you. And I put my, right now you're in a 7 pinnacle, which means that there's a lot of spiritual experiences that are happening right now. A lot of spiritual experiences, and this is the right, you'll do more reading. It's not going out and being as many as with as many people and stuff. And I think your challenge is a 3. And the 3 challenge is usually creativity. It's kind of like they want you to start being creative. I don't know. Do you do anything creative?
I draw. I write.
Okay.
Sometimes. Yeah.
Do you? Yeah, I would definitely do that. But you could also be working with angel cards. Like Doreen Virtue has, I think you would be quite a good reader. Kathy's working with, what is the Saints and Angels cards, Kathy?
Saints and Angels. I have the Saints and Angels Oracle cards by Doreen Virtue.
Yeah, the Saints and Angels Oracle cards. And there's the Loving
right.
Words of Jesus. There's the kind of cards that you could work with to help people. Because I think you would see things on, I think you would see things. Also, you're born the 8th, so which means you're very good at managing things. 8th is kind of a, 8 is automatic karma. It means that, you know, if you do something, things come to you karmically, meaning that if you've done good deeds, good things are going to come back. And if you've done bad deeds, things are going to come back. 8 is automatic karma.
Yeah.
And it's either have a lot of money or have no money. And
yeah.
You want
it's just like the number. what goes around comes around, because it keeps
yeah,
going
I always,
up and down, up and
it,
down.
Yeah, right. It sends out and comes back and kicks you in the butt. So I think
always.
that's your thing now. You need some clearing out. I would ask, I would work with Archangel Michael. Do you know the Angel Therapy Handbook by Doreen Virtue?
No, I do listen
okay.
to her on Hay House.
Okay, she has what's called the Angel Therapy Handbook. And Kathy, I've taken classes, but Kathy's done most of her work through the Angel Therapy Handbook. And it's kind of an all-comprehensive of how to clean your energy, how to cut your cords, and kind of how to move on. And Kathy, how's your life changed since you started working with angels?
It's just changed, I think, tremendously. I mean, I just feel peaceful and happy, and, you know, everything's going well. I've been blessed.
Yeah, that she, you know, she's got kids and grandkids and stuff like that, and when you start working with the angels, you'll watch things go move really quickly.
Thank you very much, Grace and Kathy.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
I love that word, Grace. That's usually what I say, not just because in Spanish it is gracias, but it is wishing someone grace. So I love your name.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It was my mom's name, and she was like that too. All right, Deanna, I wish you a good night, and I hope you come back and listen again.
Thank you both, and God bless.
Thank you. Good night.
God bless. Bye.
Good night.
So, Kathy, we don't have any more callers. I'm afraid I only ran the show for I only ran the show for an hour. I don't know why, but I can tell you a story what happened last week while I have you on. Last week,
okay.
We did the show on Padre Pio, right?
Okay.
So we did the show on Padre Pio, and little did I know, last week was Mother's Day in France. It was Mother's Day in France.
Oh.
No, actually, it was 2 weeks ago. Did we do the show on Padre Pio 2 weeks ago or last week? I can't remember.
I don't
it
think
was,
it was
I think
last
it was,
week because I listened
no,
to
was,
that one.
Okay, so it was 2 weeks ago. So anyway... Michelle goes, he had gone shopping on Saturday, and he had bought some, it was the week before that, he had bought Padre Pio Miraculous Medal for me. And it was the week before, it was the week before the Mother's Day, but it was the Padre Pio show. So I'm sitting there and I'm going, Padre Pio is in this room. He comes home with the Miraculous Medal. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I can feel Padre Pio.
Isn't that too much?
And I'm like, he's here because he's got a very, for me, he's got a very fiery energy. Like right now he's here. We're talking about him, so he's here. So I'm like, this
Amazing.
Is so strange. I can feel him. So all the next day, my husband's just sitting there biting his tongue going, really? All the next day I could feel it. And I guess he must have moved the bag. So Tuesday,
oh.
Can you still feel it? And I go, no, I don't feel it anymore.
That.
And then my
oh,
daughter, we were talking about Padre Pio, and she goes, I was talking about it, and she goes, Mom, she goes, I kind of see him. He's tall, he's dark, he's got, you know, because Kemi doesn't, you know, she doesn't see this stuff. She doesn't, and I said, yeah, and she goes, oh, he's saying, you know, everything's going to be fine, blah, blah, blah. And I said, when you ask him a question for me, and she goes, you said to ask yourself.
Oh, that's funny.
So, she was. Oh wait, I think we have another caller. Hold on. Are
oh,
you still on,
okay.
Deanna? Are
I
you
wasn't
still
sure
on?
If we were still on the air.
Hold on.
I'm still
Hi.
Here.
Oh, okay. No, sorry. So, were you still listening to the story about Padre Pio?
Yes,
I was.
Am.
So she was. So my daughter can see things, and he does. He will work with you. I mean, he's like, tell Deanna that I work with her now if he wants. So please, actually, the way to work
Thank
with Padre
you.
Pio is if you have a cross, a plain cross, okay, you put a rose at the bottom of the cross, all right, and put the rose at the bottom of the cross, and that signifies that you want Padre Pio to work with you.
I shall do that. I have both. And I always have roses, and that was my grandma's name, by the way.
Is it Rose? That was my husband's grandmother's name, too. His So it's a plain cross, not a crucifix, a plain cross, okay? And then and then you can signify that you're ready to work with Padre Pio.
I have a rosary with a cross, so...
Okay. Even if you want to draw it. I mean, if you draw the plain cross and put the rose on the bottom of it. Just draw it.
All right.
Okay.
I can do that. Money right now is, like, non-existent. So everything, you know, that I have to get is, like, close to difficult.
Okay. Okay. Money right now is non-existent?
Yeah.
It's
been very, very tough.
What are you working?
I'm available for work. Yeah, no problem.
Okay, that's another thing that if you're available for work, you need to talk to your angels. I'll let you go after this, but if you're available for work, you also need to write that down and let them know that you're available to work and that you want to have them start looking for a job for you. Okay, you have to make it your way, but you also have to let them know that you need help looking for a job.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
I will work with Padre Pio. I could see the image. I could see the image on the back of I don't know the word in English, but the ojiva in the church, which looks like the windows at Notre Dame. You know,
yes.
It's not like a, yeah. And I could see the image. So it never left me, so I appreciate that. I love St. Martin of Tours. He is
yes.
up in the Tours area of France. He was born in the Hungarian side. And then died in Tours, and he's also the patron saint of the city of Buenos Aires, which is where I came to life. And he's a wonderful saint. He's a guy that was the son of a centurion and was on a horse and cut his cape in two to give to an old man who was shivering out in the cold. That's my favorite saint.
Okay,
nice.
Well, then write them down and work with them. And let us know. Call us back and let us know what kind of progress you're making because we're here every Sunday. All right? So call us back and let us know if there's any progress. Huh?
I don't promise next week, but I will call again.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Dina. Diana, thank you.
Gracias.
Thank you.
So anyway, so that's kind of it for tonight, unless you have anything else you want to add.
No. I think we covered everything, as you know, with the readings and background. What do you think?
I think it's good. We don't have any other callers. I think I accidentally just made the show for an hour. So, all right, we'd like to thank you all for listening to Unseen Realms. Next week, I think we have Melissa Sinova, who has written a book about tarot. You want to listen to this because this book is great. I love her. I think it's called Kitchen Table Tarot. And I'm sorry if it's the wrong, but she has a very straightforward way of speaking, and the book is extremely easy to use. So we're going to say goodnight to everybody. Kathy, you want to say goodnight?
Good night, everybody. I really enjoyed doing this.
All right. Good night. Talk to you later. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Kathy, I'm going to call you. Bye.